How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Yesterday was a landmark day for human civilization. Do you know why?
No. You know what? I do.
The first time in human history. What is it, Hot Wings?
We passed, 9 billion people?
8 billion
people. 8 billion, okay.
8 billion people yesterday, according to the United Nations. Based on birth rates and life expectancy, we went to 7 billion in 2011, 8 billion in 2022, and 2037 is when we're expected to hit 9 billion.
Well, I remember when we were kids, it was like 4.5 billion or something in the 80s.
Yeah, we're going.
We're like really, really expanding pretty fast.
Really getting after it. In the 1900s, the planet was home to like early 1900s. So like 1901, 1902, the planet was home to around 1.6 billion people. And apparently they said, let's pork a lot. And, of course, life expectancy started lasting longer. Well, better medicine.
Yeah. But the best way to win wars is to birth more people than the other guy.
Well, that is a good point. Prior to his death, Stephen Hawking predicted that it's only a matter of time until planet Earth becomes, quote, a sizzling ball of fire.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's probably going to happen day at least. I mean,
how about a little hyperbole? Assuming artificial intelligence doesn't bring the globe to its knees before then. Mm-hmm. So how many people have lived on Earth all time? Do you have any idea?
I mean, it's got to be a few more than the number we just talked about, right?
Yeah, a couple more probably. Yeah, probably like 10 billion.
Yeah, like maybe all double. Of the people that are alive plus everyone who's dead, I think, would be where you'd start with.
Yeah, that sounds like a smart idea.
I would 26 billion people.
God.
The first humans that we have evidence of were around 50,000 BC, the modern Homo sapien, as it's referred to. The number then rose. It would have been about 40,000 years after that when there would have been 1 million people on Earth.
Okay.
Now, there weren't census takers, so this is all guesstimate.
Yeah.
By the time that people have deduced that 1 billion people had called the planet home at some point by the time the year 10,000, by the time 8,000 BC rolled around.
But how did they know that?
So a billion people, not at that moment, but
including everyone who was alive then.
I just have so many questions of how they would know that without the internet or basic ways of communication, like a telephone.
By the time Jesus was born, the total population all time of Earth had ballooned to somewhere in the ballpark of 47 billion.
Oh, I guess I'm way low.
Sounds like it. At that time, global population was only 300 million. Boy, imagine. Lots of space.
Mm-hmm. A lot of space.
It took 1,804 years before humanity joined the 1 billion club, as in 1 billion had walked on Earth. And then it wasn't until the 1900s that it was just over 1 billion. So how many total, based on the numbers I gave you, all time, how many billions of people have lived on Earth?
150 billion.
I really was going to say 100 billion.
I was going to say 100 billion also.
109 billion humans.
109 billion.
Is what the estimated number is.
Good guess, Steve.
Yeah, I nailed it. Mm-hmm. That means that there's a lot of dead bodies.
Most of them. Yeah, like 101 billion. But a lot of them would be gone. Or, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust kind of stuff.
Not forgotten, though.
Most of them are forgotten.
A lot of them in boxes that don't disintegrate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a modern thing, though.
I know, but gosh, you got to think about it. There's got to be at least a million coffins in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Probably.
Just you think a million?
Probably.
Could
about.
Be. Yeah, could be.
I really do have so many questions for those early civilizations that we don't have. We have some proof of.
Like what?
Like, how do we know that there were 10,000 of them? How? How do we know that? It just, I have so many questions. I need proof. I need to see pictures. People are like, right, there's writings on the wall for a language that we, you know, we figured out. And it said that there were 10,000 people. Like, how? How did that? How did they know that? They counted all 10,000 of them one day? I just have so many questions for ancient civilizations.
Yeah, there were census takers on mastodons, Kelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm saying. That sounds awesome. It's not true. And you just made it up.
Mm-hmm. This correction, Freebie of the Earth is 5,000 years old, so your math is wrong.
Oh, I thought it was
not
six,
my math.
I thought it was 6,000.
Just yeah. reporting what I read.
When did we erupt from a volcano in space?
Or yeah, oh, Scientology.
When, yeah, when did the Thetans hit? I don't know.
That's a very confusing time, too. When you mix in the Scientologists.
Does a Thetan count as a person?
I don't think so. Those are like energy bucks.
Okay.
I think.
When you say Thetan, energy it just bucks? Sounds like someone saying Satan with a lisp, and I don't like it.
Hey, what's a Thetan?
Thetan.
Oh, I never thought about that before. Maybe that's where he came up with that.
Wouldn't surprise me. Hmm. Well, we wish everybody their best endeavors as they find a way to get to whatever afterlife they're searching for, be it Scientologists, Christians, or anyone else on the faith spectrum. We wish you nothing but the best in your journey.
Could you imagine how isolated you must have felt then, considering now you can drive, you know, you can go like maybe 10 miles somewhere and be in the middle of nowhere?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But everything was the middle of nowhere.
Like, yeah, everywhere. You'd go to the most populated town in the region and it had like 100 people.
Yeah. Yeah, Rome, population 106.
Like, and
that's
not
true, by the way.
And it took you months to get there because you just had to walk.
Yeah. Just so much nothingness.
And now my kids are pissed if the Wi-Fi is slow. Good Lord.
I'm so glad I wasn't born in ancient times. It was so dirty back then. Everybody was just covered in dirt.
Yeah. Plus, you only lived to 24.
I know, yeah. And their clothes.
And those were miserable so 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. You're practically eating sand and calling it bread.
That's the big concern.
Born, fight, starve, die.
Yeah.
Like, that was it.
But you're drinking, it's beer, but it's really urine or something terrible. They boiled and called it beer.
Yeah. Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.